Really excited to welcome right now to JerryPark.com Gideon Ray, IFL welterweight fighter. And all week long, we've been previewing the IFL Grand Prix that's coming up this Saturday night in Chicago at the Sears Center, 9 p.m. on My Network TV, and also going to be shown on Fox Sports World Canada. And first off, Gideon, let's get right to it. You are a late replacement to the IFL Grand Prix. Just found out very recently. Tell us how you found out that you're now going to be a part of the Grand Prix.
How did I find out?
Yeah.
I actually received a phone call just about maybe 8 or 9 days ago.
And this is a huge opportunity for you because you're actually going to be avenging just your last loss to Delson Ilano. So, I mean, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose from taking this. How long have you had to actually train for this fight?
8 days.
8 days. And yeah. right now we're 3 days away from the fight. How comfortable are you with your training? I mean, you just fought this guy, so he's definitely fresh in your mind. How comfortable are you with it?
Well, I tell you what, man, I'm so very comfortable because Gideon is a warrior, point blank. Always rise to the occasion. And remember, the bigger the odds are that are stacked against you, the more dramatic it makes your win.
And there's been a lot of talk of your entrance into the IFL. I mean, you're one of the guys who's probably had, if I'm not mistaken, the most fights within the IFL. You're definitely up there in the top three. Former UFC veteran, and a lot of fans know you from the Ultimate Fighter show. How do you like your experience thus far in the IFL? I know you only have two matches thus far under your belt, and this is going to be your third and hopefully another one coming on December 29th. How has your experience been in the International Fight League thus far?
My experience thus far in the IFL, man, has been nothing but positive things, man. One positive thing after the next, one opportunity after the next, and I really enjoy working for them.
And what about this team concept? You know, we've heard that they might start to go away from it a little bit. Not so much the team concept, but just the different cities being represented. It'll be more as camps. From a guy who's obviously a veteran in the world of mixed martial arts, how do you like the team concept within the IFL?
Well, actually, I think the collaboration of the team concept and with the Grand Prix at the end of the season, there's nothing like it has ever been done before like that. You know, I think it's awesome.
And the last time MMA fans saw you on a big stage such as this was in the UFC in the Ultimate Fighter. If you don't mind, I wanted to go back to that fight within the Ultimate Fighter against Edwin Dewey in the blood pouring. I don't want to take you into that bad place, but I just would love to hear, because I hadn't heard a lot of your comments on it afterwards. Do you feel as though you were robbed? And even afterwards in your other two fights within in the UFC, do you feel like you kind of got the wrong stick, the wrong end of the deal there?
Well, for sure, man. You know, number one, you know, fighting David LaWise on a 3-day notice. You know, when I got the call for that, when I was actually sitting it out back, man, eating a peach cobbler with a bad neck injury from wrestling. But when you get called, what do? You know, when there's an opportunity, what do? And of course, Mike Swick, that was a 4-day notice. You know, so, and then you're right, Edwin DeWeese, it wasn't my best performance, but yeah, I do feel I got robbed in that fight for sure.
What's with you with all the short notices? Are you just that reliable of a guy where promoters think that they could just call you up whenever they want? And then sometimes it almost seems as though it's not fair because you're not able to train for 3-4 months like the other guys. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, you know what? I would have to agree with that 100%. I know that I am reliable, and I've proven that, you know, throughout the years, that I've always been one person that, you know, somebody can call, you know, and say, hey, you know, can you help us out? And I'll show up ready to throw down. And whatever happens, win, lose, or draw, you can always guarantee that it's going to be the fight of the night.
I'm curious about your contract situation with the IFL. All the fighters who are part of the Grand Prix were signed to that extension for 2008. Is the same now true for you as well?
Well, as far as I know, I'm going to be with the Dragons again for this upcoming season.
So 2008, and is it just for 2008 or is it beyond as well? Does it go from a year-to-year basis, the contracts?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Pretty much.
And your last fight against Delson, I mean, you lost via submission in the second round. What are you going to try to learn from that loss and to try to do things a little bit differently come this Saturday?
Well, I tell you what, man, I look at him as I look at all of my opponents. Number one, it's another day at the office. Number two, I don't give one opponent more respect or less respect than the other one because they're all top guys. Otherwise, they wouldn't be where they are. You know what I'm saying? So as far as doing something different, I'm not ever really worried about where the fight goes. If the fight stays on the feet, then actually, yeah, I'll try to knock them out. If, you know, by some stroke of luck, we end up on the ground, you know, we'll fight it out there. I don't care where the fight goes. you know.
You fought in mixed martial arts in various promotions throughout your career. Comparing the cage to the ring, the IFL employs the ring. A lot of other promotions have the cage. Which do you feel more comfortable in?
Well, I tell you what, man, it's definitely a different fighting style for the cage, and it's definitely a different fighting style for the ring also. And to be honest with you, I really don't prefer one over the other. You know, it's a fight. It's a fight. I don't care if it's in a cage or a ring. Honestly, I would fight in a phone booth if, you know, if that was the nature of the sport. I don't care.
And this big event, the Grand Prix, your thoughts on this type of tournament? Is this the sort of thing that you like? I mean, this is huge, where you're kind of going down in history, being part of the first ever Grand Prix tournament to crown a champion within each weight class. What are your thoughts on the Grand Prix, you know, as a whole?
Well, I tell you what, man, I think the Grand Prix, number one, is a good idea. Number two, I like the fact that I'm in it, you know, whether it's a short notice or not, because like you said, it's an opportunity now. We go ahead and we knock Delson out on Saturday, and then I will be fighting for the belt.
Were you disappointed at all that you didn't get the initial call to be part of the Grand Prix?
No, not at all, man, not at all. Like you said, I'm one veteran. I've been in this sport for a long time, you know what I'm saying? And you kind of just take it as it's given, you know what I mean?
All right, Gideon, so the big fight coming up this Saturday, I mean, it's your chance for redemption. It's a great story. How do you see the fight going?
I see the fight going. Delson is KO'd in the first round.
First round, KO.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable stuff. Thank you so much, Gideon. We wish you the best of luck this Saturday, and hopefully, you know, if your prediction does come true, December 29th for the IFL Grand Prix title, and hopefully you'll be fighting for that welterweight championship belt. Thanks a lot, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. I do appreciate it.